Hang on. What am I going to tell your plastering teacher?
Tell him I've made new plans.
New plans?
What plans?
I'm going to be an Olympic ski jumper.
Oh, no, no. This is some kind of joke, right?
Dad, it's not like I'm taking up ballet. Still skiing. It's just a bit higher.
You name me one but a ski jumper.
Me. Eddie Edwards.
Finally this week, another film based on a real-life story. Eddie the Eagle, a tale of triumph over adversity with a touch of Revenge of the Nerds. It stars Taron Egerton, who you might remember from Kingsman, The Secret Service, who essentially goofs up and puts on a lisp here to play the man who became England's first ever Olympic ski jumper at the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary. Directed by Dexter Fletcher, who made that pretty underwhelming Proclaimers musical Sunshine on Leith, Eddie the Eagle is a colourful film of two-dimensional characters, none more so than a hard-drinking, washed-up American coach played by Hugh Jackman. That said, I was buoyed by the experience and particularly thrilled by the ski jumping sequences, the giddy heights and the breathtaking speed of them. Then someone on Twitter sent me an article listing all the film's inaccuracies, and my opinion, I have to say, headed south. Now, I'm not normally a stickler for accuracy, but the real Eddie reckons that only about 5% of this story is true. And for any film that is this wafer thin, it does help to believe that the story actually took place, more or less, at some time with the real-life people depicted on screen. Not so. So, I'd recommend you go in blind with this film. Enjoy the playful 80s soundtrack, buy into the fantasy of the determined young klutz who proves the naysayers wrong, including the smarmy middle-class athletes in the British team and the nasty Norwegians who think they own the sport, and soak in the moment like it was your very own. Eddie the Eagle is out now. And that's The Final Cut for another week. I'm Jason DeRosso. See you next time.